Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Susie going toe to toe bin.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, a podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Yale Bras. I'm Ronnie Cara from the Rose Fricks Bachelor Pod. I almost forgot what it was. We just did it forever last night. The Rose Fricks Bachelor Roast. So please go give it a listen. There's a whole new stable of hookers for you to enjoy. And here I am with Ben Mandelker, my little partner and bestie, and creator of Real Housewares of Kitchen Island on YouTube. Hello, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
Girl, I've been playing Zelda. I've been losing. I'm very upset. I'm coming to this very frustrated. So
I'm
extremely excited that we get to talk about mommy issues. Because, you know, that's like my favorite thing to talk about. I'm like a stereotype.
It's really what drives this podcast.
Yes, I'm basically a walking, moaning stereotype of a gay.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for that. I'm excited. It's Tuesday. So Tuesdays, you know, going forward, Tuesdays are exciting days on Watch What Crappens because Tuesdays are going to be the days that we announce new shows. But don't get too excited. We have nothing to announce today. However, next Tuesday, we do have an announcement. So just want everyone to gird your loins that on Tuesday's show next week, which is, what is that, like the 20-something? I don't know what it is. 22nd? What is that day?
I don't know.
Tuesday,
it's
22nd.
It's not today, okay? I live for today.
Well, on Tuesday the 22nd, we are announcing two new cities that we'll be bringing our show to, two cities we've never been to, and one of those cities has been highly requested. So everyone get excited for that. That's going to be really amazing. And while you're waiting, of course, buy tickets to our Texas show because that's coming up in like 3 weeks. So, oh my God, a flock of parrots just went like dive-bombing past my window. They're like, we are going! We are going! Okay, you guys, it's the hottest parrot show in all of America. It's Watch What Crappens in Texas. February 8th. The February 9th show is sold out. So if you missed the February 9th show, don't worry. Come to February 8th. And y'all know there's going to be some roundup activity. So go do that. And then we're also going to be at Just for Laughs in Vancouver, which will be amazing. There's like huge comedians are going to be there. Fred Armisen, Dave Attell. Not at our show necessarily, but you know, they're at the best.
Yeah, who cares about them? Who cares? We're going to be there. Screw Dave Attell and his stupid show.
Yeah, but there'll also be other really big podcasts there. Nicole Byer's doing her podcast there, and so is Girl Needs to Eat, Girls Want to Eat, Girl Needs to Eat,
This is the only podcast.
Whatever. What'd you say?
This is the only podcast.
The point is, if you come to the festival, there's like a lot for you to see. So, and then, of course, we have shows in Phoenix and Boston and Irvine and Cincinnati, which is like on the brink of selling out, and Portland. So, y'all, watchforcrappens.com.
Do it. Go get your Ben in the Streets, Ronnie in the Sheets t-shirts, crappensmerch.com. They're great. Okay, they're going to make you horny, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, one last thing. Today we are on TV Party App live streaming. We love doing that. We're going to do it a couple times a week for the foreseeable future. The other show we're doing this week is Real Housewives of New Jersey on Thursday. So get the TV Party App for that. You'll also be able to catch the videos on Crappens Video on Demand on our Patreon. If you'd like to watch it that way, just do it, y'all.
Yeah, and when you do TV Party App, you just have to follow either Ronnie Karam or Ben Mandelker. And because one of us will launch the broadcast. And
okay,
we'll
now let's stop this shilling and get ready to talk
shellax.
About Vanderpump.
Vanderpump, what a good episode. How hilarious. See, this show is still so funny. So funny and so good.
You know how, like, Lindsay Lohan and Madonna and stuff come up with new accents just to be more interesting? Because, like, I don't know. That's all they've got.
Yeah.
Sheena's kind of doing that, but she does. She only has an accent for the word Adam. Have you noticed that? She's like,
no.
She's like, I'm really attracted to Autumn. Like, who's Autumn? No one says that. Okay, that's a season. Okay, it's not a penis.
I have to say that of all the guys that I've been sort of dating lately, Autumn is my favorite.
Autumn. It's like, how do you like Autumn? Like, are you swallowing a spoon while you say that? Like. That was my first note. Sheena. That's all I have to say today. Bye.
I enjoy that Sheena's on a totally different show right now. She's just basically like, she's just being spliced into Vanderpump Rules, but like in a way that I really appreciate.
You know, so, and she's not doing it in that housewife way where they're trying to have their own season, you know, because they do that a lot on Housewives where they're like, I'm not shooting with anybody else. This is my own, like Bethany, like the Bethany Frankel Skinny Girl Factory or whatever. But Sheena's not even trying to do that. Just no one will talk to her. So it's like the revenge of the Sheena on Katie and Kristen and Stassi, the Witches of WeHo, just like giving her own show, not even knowing it. And frankly, it's better than their show right now.
Yeah. I feel like Sheena just stood at the base of that skyscraper and waited for someone to come along. I was like, hey, do you want to film a scene with me at the top of the skyscraper? Cool. Come upstairs.
Oh my God. Orange Robbie from The Bachelor.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I don't watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette. I'm sorry I don't have the full context of, you know, like the appreciation of his crossover moment.
But you got his entire personality. Like, he shows himself. That's the thing about Robbie. He's not hiding it, you know?
Yeah.
We call him Orange Robbie because he's orange. So, I mean, it's very obvious. It's very on the nose. And then he's always trying to make everyone think he's really in love. But the guy is like, and look, I don't say every gay guy is gay. Okay, not even every gay guy. I don't even think every gay guy is gay. Robbie is such a grifter, and I think he knows he's gay, and he's just like grifting women like Sheena, you know, who are like, I just want someone to put a big gulp in my bucket lounger.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything because I just didn't want to be that person who's like, he seems gay. But like, now that you've said it, I mean, as Camilla Grammer said, what did she say? And now we've said it. I was like, I'm getting that vibe. Not the first time the Bachelorette has done that. I remember going back to like 2004, 2005. Fabrice, he was gay. Fabrice? And he was on there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was actually out. I don't really care because sometimes it's like, oh, they're in the closet. Like the current one, everyone's like, is he really gay? And I'm like, I don't care. Like if people can identify as like dogs in a bar, then he can identify as straight to me. Like,
absolutely.
I don't care. But Robbie, I think, knows he's gay and is just a grifter, which like adds so much to it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes me actually kind of like him. So anyway, so this episode starts
off. I love
a
man with a job, you know, even especially if he's self-employed.
Yeah. So this episode starts off, we're back at the birthday house that Sheena and Ariana had rented for their joint birthday party. And, you know, at the end of the last episode, Sheena had this crazy freak out where she was like, he literally left me, which is funny because she's the one who actually left him to go downstairs to her bedroom. So she's like, she had just like thrown her phone down on the floor, which is a lot of privilege, a lot of phone privilege, as we mentioned. And now it's like, the morning after, you know, and there's like shit everywhere. You know, it sort of looks like Shep's house in the morning, you know? So everyone's passed out. Schwartz is like under a table and they're like, Schwartz, what are you doing down there? He's like, oh, Bubba, I'm looking for my contacts, Bubba.
It's like, Wasn't that cute in season one?
Yeah.
When they're like so wasted, they're waking up under tables. Now it's like,
I'm like, this is like not. I don't know. It could even be, like, even at their age, it could be cute. But I guess I just kind of feel like with Tom Schwartz, his cutesy thing is, like, really getting long in the tooth. Like, I was wasted, and now I lost my contacts. I'm going to search under this arbitrary spot. It's like, dude, this is turning into a bad look now in season 7.
I know. Bless his little heart. That guy really doesn't have a lot going, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what's going to happen when all this ends, you know? I don't know. It's sad. Tom. Let's get dark.
He's got tum-tum. Kristen and Katie and Brittany are all talking about how Stassi freaked out on Bo. And Kristen's like, yeah, seriously, Stassi was screaming like, get in the room now. Like, it was crazy, you know.
And when Stassi wants something, Stassi gets what Stassi wants. Ooh! I'm like, why is that bad? Like, isn't that a good thing? Like, what happened to women empowerment?
where whatever Stassi wants, Stassi gets.
I know, Lola's the lead in Damn Yankees. Okay, like, shouldn't we be proud of Stassi? But yeah, Kristen's like gunning. Kristen was scared because at the beginning of shooting for this season, they mentioned that Kristen was fired. And so I think Kristen's just like, I'll fight with anyone. Where are they? And she'll even try and fight with Stassi right in front of her mom, which is really gross. Shame on you. Yeah. That woman just advertised your gross, disgusting t-shirts, and you're making me stand up for Stassi. There's a lot going on here that's not right, Kristen.
Yeah, this is not right. So Katie, she's explaining, like, you know, talking about Bo, and she's basically like, you know, Bo just wanted to kick it with us, and, like, I don't understand why that's such a big problem for Stassi. I'm like, shall we just, like, go through all the archives of your Tequila Katie text messages to Tom Schwartz when he's been hanging out with Jax and his friends?
Yeah.
Can you, like, should we do that? Should we do that?
Yeah, yes, please. And can I please just be on this show so I could just throw a drink on Katie's head every time she says anything? Like, kicking it? What, do you think you're Lala now because you went on a PJ? Shut up, Katie.
I was also irrationally mad that she still had her North of the Wall braids in. I'm like, the party's over. Take out your wildling braids.
Yeah, enough with you. Enough with you, mad. Targaryen, Katie.
Yeah, Targaryen. What do you think you're a mother of dragons? More like a mother of downers.
mother of wagons. Like, wah.
Mother of an extra who was killed when there was a siege on its city.
And then Katie's like, and then she was like literally sobbing because he was like, I can't be your punching bag. I was like, file a report, Katie. I can't handle anything that's coming out of Katie's mouth lately. Like, not you. At least I could usually take her, except for a couple episodes a season. Now I'm just like, shut up, Katie!
Well, she stopped really doing anything on the show sometime last season. Now she just sort of sits around and just looks sour all the time, you know? I guess, well, she got James fired. So now Stassi and Bo are settling down next to a Xeriscape to have a very serious talk. There are a lot of cactuses, and I just learned that word, so it felt important for me to use it. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, those crosswords are really, really
crosswords are helping. That was an answer. I was like, Xeriscape, what's that? And now it's like, oh my god, I get to use it. They're sitting in front of a bunch of cacti.
I wish you were a Kindle so I could, like, hit you on the forehead and it would tell me what the fuck you mean when I come across a word I don't understand, which is all the time. I've got a very highlighted Kindle.
A Xeriscape is like, it's like a landscape, except it's like for like dry land, like a desert landscape. So it's like landscaping that's like desert landscaping. So like a bunch of cacti and pebbles.
Okay. That's, thank you.
Yeah. So that's the word of today is Xeriscape.
When you hear this word, take a drink. The other day,
the jackal of today is a normal landscape. Try to get a cactus in you for once.
The other day on Watch What Happens Live, Andy was like, today's word, when you hear the word, take a drink. And it was she. The word was she. S-H-E. I was like, that's a pretty random word to pick there, sir. Okay, so let's see. Stassi and Bo
are going to have a serious talk about last night and everything that happened. So we know it's serious because they're not even, like, she hasn't even put on her makeup. And she's basically crying. And he's, like, looking shaggier than normal, which is a lot, because he's often very shaggy.
Yeah, he is very shaggy. He could be on, like, a live version of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
like, he's really just, like, a shaggy-looking guy. He's lucky he's straight, too, because that shit wouldn't... Like, you can't just go around with professor hair like that. Like, mad professor hair. Like
no, that's straight privilege right there. Straight guys.
Straight privilege. Yeah, a straight guy can still be hot and have a hamburger and some frizzy hair. And everyone's like, oh, he's great.
I was looking, you know, this whole Facebook challenge like 10 years ago, whatever.
Oh,
and I looked
at that challenge. And fuck whoever started that challenge, too.
Yeah, I definitely did not put my profile picture up because it was like, I couldn't. But I looked at it and it's basically me in like ill-fitting jeans and an untailored blazer. And just like, I just looked like shit. But it was also because when I was in the closet and like when you are like ostensibly straight, you can just dress like shit, apparently.
Yeah,
and
for
that's
10
like
years,
it passes.
For a full decade. And no one cares. Fine. Also, I love that everyone's posting these pictures and not admitting, like, hello, we didn't have filters 10 years ago. Of course you looked this. Like, you didn't go from being, like, mildly chunky 10 years ago to a deer now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So Stassi's so they sit down, and Stassi does, like, her standard conversation opener when she's been crazy. She goes, I'm sorry, I'm really sorry.
You know who else does that? Serial killers. Okay, that's a serial killer cry when you get caught. And so Bo's like, yeah, you basically dick punched my heart.
I don't even know what that means. I don't even know how that... I'm not even sure I know what a dick punch is.
A punch in the dick. What do you think? It's very... Then, it's not like mystical. It's a punch in the dick. A dick punch.
But then a dick punch in the heart, like, wouldn't that just be a heart punch?
I think it's like hurt so bad it hurt his dick. Yeah.
Or it had the equivalence of, like, a dick punch, it, like, hurts you on such a deep, profound level, and it just, but he felt it on an emotional level.
Whatever, Zeriscape, this confuses you.
It's like you poured water in my Zeriscape. So then Bo is just like, what is this thing that makes you keep wanting to turn on me? And she's like, I don't know, I guess sometimes I want a well-groomed man, I don't know.
Sometimes I'm just rebelling against the lack of a comb. So yeah, she's like, I'm so concerned you'll leave me because of the way that I act. And he's like, well, how are we going to change that? Which I like that he was like, no, I won't leave you, because it's very important to let someone know you will leave them if they keep yelling at you and throwing their phones on the ground, okay?
Yeah.
When you're married, that phone is your phone too that she just cracked, mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah. I like that Bo is basically like, listen, I've seen you in action. I entered into this relationship knowing you were a crazy bitch. You have mood swings. You have needy tendencies. You can be basic AF. A large segment of the population truly just hates you. And I took that all into consideration, and I'm happy to move forward with you. Yes.
On the positive,
so it's okay.
You have a gorgeous apartment. You're hot, and you have a PlayStation VR. So let's do this. Just please don't throw down the PlayStation VR. We're done. Right?
Yeah. Just pretend you're Cersei and I'm your brother. And I'm like, listen, I know this is incest right now. I know this is wrong, but I'm okay with it. So don't worry about it. I'm not going to leave you.
And she's like, I'm a dick. I'm an erect dick. And I was like, isn't that a goal? Like, what the hell? Since when is that a bad thing? She's like, I'm a ice cream cone. Like, sounds delicious. Like, is this how you hate yourself? Because I need to learn that.
Yeah. So, he's like, I'm not walking away, so I'm just going to drunkenly shuffle along. So James, now that James is not drinking, he goes back to his previous vice, ice cream.
Back to the ice cream.
Vice cream.
Vice cream.
This is how we know he's really serious about quitting booze, because he's back on the ice cream.
Back at the ice cream store. I love that it's like facts of life. You know, it's like, I need some comfort. I'm going to the candy shop, you know, where I also live.
Or 50 Cent, yeah.
Yeah, or 50 Cent, yeah.
I'll take you to the candy shop. I'll show you what it's all about, girl.
Poor James. You know, it kind of relit a fire in me that I had the first time this happened, when he's like, I'll never drink again, Lisa. I'll never be naughty. And he went to the ice cream shop, and I just thought, God, let this be a Delta Burke storyline. Because we haven't had one of those lately, right? Where, like, a designing woman just gets, like, really, really big. I'm here for that. I need it. I relate to it. Like,
well,
a Kirstie Alley.
Jax been, like, a multi-season arc for Jax.
Jax was more the season arc of The Killing, that show where the girl was put in a trunk and then, like, was rotting in the river, and she got, like, river bloat. That was Jax's season, you know?
I feel like Jax has had more of, like, a Jan Hooks storyline on Designing Women, which is that, like, we all, like, we wanted it to be so great, but it's wound up being ultimately sad and forgettable.
And what did Jan Hooks do to deserve that, everybody? Nothing.
I know. She deserved better than what she got on Designing Women.
So she called Katie a whore. I mean...
So anyways, so James is at the ice cream shop, and joining him is his old friend Arthur, who I'd totally forgotten about. You know, we like to keep tabs on all the characters that come through the Vanderpump Rules universe. And Arthur has been, to me at least, completely forgotten. So he's a former manager at Pump turned life coach. And if ever there was a great like benchmark on your resume or qualification for being a life coach, it's having been a manager at Pump.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's like he escaped, you know. He's like, I stopped being a manager at Pump. They're like, hired.
Yeah.
That man has integrity.
Yeah. He's like, he's basically a Susan Powder for the new generation.
Yeah, I don't trust a Susan Powder. You gotta eat, breathe, and move, people.
Stop the insanity.
Yeah, I was a little fat kid walking around El Paso, Texas going and then wondering why I didn't lose weight. Fucking Susan Powder.
Arthur Powder.
Arthur Powder. Well, never trust a life coach with hair like that, because his hair is like 10 blow dryers big, and I just don't trust that. I feel like people with confidence don't blow dry their hair that much.
They're also, never trust a life coach whose last job was at Pump. He's like, this is what you have to do in life. Sometimes you gotta take strawberries and turn them into pumptinis. That doesn't have a great...
Pumptini!
Pumptini!
So James goes back to the ice cream store. Wah, is what I wrote in my notes. So he's like, wow, this is another level of ice cream, bruh. Amazing, bruh. I never want to be naughty again. And he's like, this is like literally the storyline we did last year, like a year and a half ago. Did I sell more ice cream because of it? No, I didn't. Okay? Yeah. What are you doing here? Did James you bring me money?
I figured out what went wrong last time. Last time, I was using the ice cream that uses liquid nitrogen, so it freezes real quick, but melts real quick too. And I melted too quick. I need to have traditional ice cream, so that way I stay as a hard, hard ice cream and stay a good little boy. A good little boy!
Yeah, he is a mess, okay?
Yeah.
And he's like, and he even says, he's like, I want my job back, sir, so I decided to stop drinking for now. I'm like, oh, okay, major changes ahead.
Yeah. And even Arthur's like, listen, I'm barely a life coach, but I know enough to say that you said the exact same thing 2 years ago and we're in the exact same place. You know, James, I'm a big fan of mantras. Do you know where I can get a Hyundai mantra? I believe that's a Hyundai Elantra.
I've got Kristen on one.
Oh, never mind, never mind. Well, I guess... can you just give me three words about yourself that you love when you're sober? This is a great party game. Is this a party game or is this a life coaching moment? I still not quite decide. I'm very new on this journey.
He's like, masturbation, rosewater, hot dog. He's like,
How about some other ones? All right. How about fat, lazy, pumptini?
Try again. Slut, whore, fat man.
Bitch. Lawler. I'm sorry.
Let me see here. James, we've had this conversation. Okay, Toyota, so his real words
cheese,
were...
cheese. DJ booth.
Chinese divider screen. Farmhouse kitchen sink. Masturbation. Did I already say masturbation, bro?
Mom. Dad.
Stabation.
Little Chinese. Stabation. Summer bodies.
Okay, so his real mantras are, when I'm sober, I am honest, giving, and driven. I'm like, you're driven by Uber, hopefully, or you would have had 19 DUIs by now. And I don't know how honest you are, but okay, I'll go with it. You know, whenever someone's trying to heal, I will say this life coach is extremely intelligent to be life coaching people around something he can sell. It's like, thanks for coming to life coaching. Would you like some ice cream and a t-shirt to go with it?
Fuck, I'd be coming to life coach if it meant I could get free ice cream out of it. I'd be like, oh, you're buying me ice cream? Sure. What do you need to know? Yeah, so Ronnie, name three. I need three nouns and then an adjective and a verb. It's like, Ben, are you just doing Mad Libs with me? No, this is going to help. This is going to help.
I'm like, all Ben, right, you said to keep masturbating and I'm not any more successful.
All right, we have your psychological evaluation. My name is Ronnie Karim. I enjoy fish tanks. At night, I like to walk the wallpaper when it gets plump outside. Okay, you're cured.
God, I miss Mad Libs.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But they're not the best thing ever.
Yeah, that's like the best invention ever. We should actually have Mad Libs for Watch What Crappens.
Oh, I am 100% down to do that. Okay, yeah, everyone, we're going to sell Mad Libs. Flat.
Crappens, yes, Mad we're going to be making Crappens Mad Libs, but check in soon.
Yeah, okay. Love it.
So now, speaking of checking in, shall we get an open table reservation for Pump to meet Lisa Vanderpumpel and Peter?
I am calling the five families of West Hollywood to convene for the it's the Sir Company meeting.
Whenever we have a big shake-up at Sir, I like to have a company meeting. Everyone who doesn't actually work here to reinforce that I actually work here and am correct on everything, broken little bird. So she is.
I call upon the witches of WeHo, the nameless managers, the new sluts, and of course, the beer cheesers.
And can we please give a special round of applause to the new tweak busboy who won't age well? Welcome. Welcome, dry face. Welcome.
Peter, give everyone a round of shots. He's like, it's not even the reunion. Peter!
Peter, don't be a pumpkin eater, you naughty little boy.
All right, Peter has unleashed his second button, which means it's time to get down to business.
Jax is sweating and shaking for no reason, and meeting is begun. Now... does anyone have anything to say? And Peter's like, Jax is doing great. Jax is great. Jax. I'm like, Peter, Jesus Christ, can you get vagina on your own? Are you still climbing up the Jax tree for a vagina? Go on your own hunt, you ass kiss.
That tree has a lot of sap, too. You're like, ugh. So,
you're stuck to the tree. Lisa, you're like, oh! Lisa's... I'm never going to get this tree off me.
Sap. This sap, I tried to carve my name inside the tree and my hair got stuck to it.
So Lisa's like,
when there's been a shakeup at the restaurant, I like to bring people together and have a big staff meeting. So today's news is this. We are no longer serving the goat cheese bars. There, I said it. Shake up.
I'm sick of the patriarchy. We are getting rid of all balls on the menu.
We have a big shake-up. We are no longer going to be referring to it as Patagonian toothfish. It shall now be known as Chilean sea bass.
Can you say that? So Tom's like, I have a question. So, like, what's your idea for possible employees for Tom? Like, I don't want to approach anybody, but, like, if we're open, they can come over there. She's like, poaching! Now you're thinking like a business owner. For bonk, I just got Jax in the head with my harpoon. Business now that's owner!
Now that's what I call business.
Pasco, do collect $100.
So now they're talking about, they start talking about James and like,
all right, well, James isn't here anymore. And as we all know, he was the DJ in residence on Tuesdays while we did triple the amount of money.
And Jax is like, ugh, he's not like Skrillex, okay? Which is a fair point. He is not like Skrillex. Although I don't know which one would actually sound better, to be honest.
I'm not sure. I mean, he has a play button and a Mac, okay? And he brings people yeah. in. So I think that counts. So Jax is just furious, and he's just gotten his, like, little tiny job in the back bar back, and yeah. now he's gonna, like, come in here and start yelling at Lisa. I hate this fucking tool. Just get rid of him. Get rid of everybody. And while you're at it, get rid of that bitch Brittany, too. I'm a little sick of her mouth. Who the fuck do you think you are? You fuck Jax, and now you get to be a monster, too? That's not how it works, ma'am. He is guarded. He is protected by his shell of fake muscles and roid rage and whoriness.
Yeah. Yeah, she's getting on my nerves a little bit, I have to admit. Diana, though, I was so happy to see the return of Diana. She's like,
but James was so great for Tuesdays. Tuesdays were so great. And Brittany's like, I can't believe you're thinking about a business point of view instead of our free leagues.
I'm like, well, this is a business, and businesses are famously known for not caring about employees' feelings.
Yeah, so. It's like that's in the rule book. To be a business owner! It has nothing to do with feelings. It has to
now
do with
you're
business.
Not thinking of business, Brittany. Beer cheese sounds more like fear cheese. Get it!
I know, I love that Jax is throwing Skrillex criticisms when he's like trying to start a beer cheese business that he's making zero effort for.
I know, there isn't even a Skrillex of beer cheese that we can mock him for.
Yeah, so she's like, business. She's like, that is hurtful! I'm not being emotional! What I had to say, I didn't do anything to him! How can he do that to me? Then get the fuck out of here on Tuesday. Look, I'm not going to stand up for James. James is wrong. I mean, we have to say it every week. I don't want anybody to think this is taking it for James. But what do these fucking people do? They don't even work there. I think James is the only person who actually works there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm going to take it on face value that they do work there. Like, cause they do work there a little bit. I mean, I had Sheena as a waitress once. I mean, she really was a waitress. But I mean, I know that they are not like, they don't work a lot there. I do understand the purpose of the group meeting, because it is important to talk about this stuff with your staff, because like, clearly there needs to be an understanding about like what language is appropriate and what's not appropriate. But I just thought it was so hilarious that when Brittany spoke up and said, like, you're not considering our feelings, how then Lisa Vanderpump got so mad at Brittany. She goes, Brittany! And she's like, it's hurtful! And I was like, I can't believe they're both mad at each other right now over this stupid thing.
Yeah. And Sheena's like, well, he's only here 2 nights a week, so just don't work on Tuesdays or Thursdays. What's the big deal? And
I really don't understand the big deal, because, like, while we're here talking about this, I'm gonna be hanging out with Autumn.
Autumn! It's like, listen, the tips here are more than trouble. Yeah? They are more than trouble. And Jax is like, can I ask how many times he's been fired? Like, seriously.
Jax!
Tom just, like, he, like, breaches from underwater.
Jax!
He's like, boom.
Yeah. So,
he's like,
I
don't need peanut gallery opinions. I'm like, you are literally a peanut gallery opinion right now, sir.
Yeah, you are.
These idiots.
And you literally have a small pile of peanut shells around your feet. So, Lisa's like, Jax, you're lucky that you're here. Jax is like, fine, then don't have me here. Don't have me here. I'm like, please don't do that, Jax. You're the one. We had to sit and watch you beg and ask for your job back because you're a changed man. And then Lisa had to build like a fake little bar in the back from like the old school play that Max was in 6th grade, you know, like the little bar in the garden.
He's like, why does my bar look like the set of Guys and Dolls? She's like, shh.
Why does my bar have little wheels on it? Why do people dressed in black keep scooting me on and off? Why is there a scrim in front of my bar?
When the lights go up, you will find out.
That reminds me of my role in Tree Grows in Brooklyn, where I had... I think my only line was a musical line where I had to go... Apples, pencils, only a nickel, mister. That's how it, like, the show opened up. It was like little peddlers in Brooklyn. That was my moment. That's what I meant.
I was in a play called Diamonds when I was a teenager, and my lines were, popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jacks. Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jacks.
God,
peanuts and Jacks in mind. Let's compete over musical lyrics.
Musicals just love setting the stage by having, you know, various newsies and like merchants sellers calling out their wares.
Yeah.
that would be like Pomptini, sea bass, goat cheese balls, all of it in here, mister.
Have an egg roll, Mr. Goldstone. I don't know why I thought of that. Okay. So she's like, the transformer, the trouble. And Jackson and Lisa's like, if you're going to talk to me like this, Jackson, Jaxy waxy little couchy ouch, I will not have you here, quite frankly. And he's like, am I just supposed to sit here and be quiet? I'm like, dude,
that's usually how a meeting goes.
Yes, you're a bartender.
Yeah,
the secret word is bartender. And she's like, yes, Jax. And she goes, I don't like your body language. You're shooting out sweat bullets. You're shaking, your vein is coming out. Your testicles have shrunk up to little tiny, tiny marbles. I don't like it.
You have an erection.
And he's like, it's your restaurant.
So then Billie Lee, who's come in, like, her wig is looking exceptionally Edie Falco-ish. And she's like, one last thing about Kristen, actually. And he's just like, Kristen!
Kristen!
She's like, oh yeah, well, I mean, every time that she comes, every time that James is playing, Kristen comes in and she's like a trigger.
And Katie's like, oh, so now it's all Kristen's fault. I'm like, no, it's yours too. Ma'am.
Convenient narrative.
Okay, we'll get to you.
It's amazing how Kristen is becoming the villain here when James has said the most disgusting things. Look at that, me putting facts together. Hmm. Convenient narrative.
Kristen has flown in girls to confront people at the restaurant about getting other people pregnant. Kristen is the villain. She already was the villain, okay? No one made Kristen the villain. She's worked hard for that spot.
Kristen's been the villain, like, since season two. Season one, she was pretty benign, but season two, her crazy came out, and it's been there this entire time. So it's not that she's became the villain. It's just that sometimes we remember that she's the villain.
Yeah, we're reminded.
Yeah. So now Lala's getting mad. She's like, skew, skew. You know what? Like, James has said the most awful things, and he has, like, no one in his life, mama, to hold him accountable. Okay, skew, skew, squeeby. Sweet, like, bitch.
Marrying a fat old man is not like a dad to keep you accountable, okay, ma'am? Give me a break with this account. Who's holding Lala accountable for anything except American Express?
As a business owner, I wouldn't let Kristen in here.
And she's like, it doesn't give him the right to call her fat me a whore. And I'm like, okay, I'm with you there. But then Billy's just like, I just wouldn't have Kristen in here, which is true. No one wants Kristen in there. She told Diana to go suck a dick or eat a dick, depending on your memory.
Kristen shouldn't be allowed in any business. It's like, you know, there's certain, like, rules about, like, what can go into a building. You know, I think there's got to be a special category for Kristen. Like, let her just, like, walk around in circles outside the door.
Okay, don't let Kristen in.
Let Kristen roam the fields.
You need a special letter to bring her in, like an emotional support Kristen letter.
Yeah, like you can bring her onto an airplane if you have a doctor's note. But otherwise, it's, like, not fair. Like, she needs her own little vests.
Yeah.
And I know that she'd be okay with that because she has admitted that she does that for her own dog.
And then Billy spouts out her first... Her biggest line of the season, which is she's going to probably say 20 times, because Lala was like, you shouldn't employ James as a business owner, and we can go back all day. We can go back and forth all day long. Home, girl. Enough. I'm like, oh, okay, street Lala. I love when Lala's like Lala from the block, you know? And then Billy's like, bitch, you are not better than me. So laying the groundwork for the rest of her life for the season.
Lisa Vanderpump is finally like, listen, I don't support making fun of each other and fat shaming. Aren't we more evolved than that? Like, no.
No,
we're not.
You have to tape your uniforms to your waitresses. You are the original fat shamer. Now.
You are serving tuna tartare from 1986. You have not evolved to 2018 yet. 19.
I don't support James rapping fake Katie blobby blob. What a whore face and a knob. All right, there, I've said it. I will not have rhymes like this for at least 4 more days.
Aren't we more evolved like that? I mean, the company that makes this TV show is called Evolution Studios. Get it?
Production joke. Get it? So, this is, like, also, while we're ragging on everybody here, so just to make it fair, this is such a Lisa Vanderpump move to be like, I'm calling a meeting so everyone can see how Me Too I am with the Me Tooers. We shall not accept men except at the next party and next week when I reemploy him. Which is, like, it noted that I did fire him for 48 hours.
Yes. My pussy bow means business.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So, now we're at Stassi's apartment.
How dare you call my power pussy? I do not support that.
Power of the pussy. Oh. Grab me by my pussy. Oh. So we're at Stassi's apartment, and she asks a question which I never thought she would ask, which is, do I look literary chic?
Yeah, if, like, Wednesday Addams wrote a book, because she's, like, wearing the Wednesday Addams outfit.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, like Stephen King's daughter. She's like, it's my first time Skyping with my publisher. And I'm like, uh-oh. Okay, how's this going to go? Because we've seen... this is turning into a housewife show. Did you notice? Because we've had this seeing a publisher that's really like OK Magazine in disguise.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
The beating stuff up in a junkyard or whatever. Junkyard store.
This is also the part where I start to really downwardly spiral because basically Stassi got a book deal. She has a book, which I think just came out, called Next Level Basic, about embracing your basic bitch. And I was like, I can't believe that Stassi has a writing credit before I do. This is sad. This is what the world has come to for me.
Well, call OK Magazine and see if they have a spot open.
I don't know about you, but I was pissed off during this scene, mainly because every time they cut to the Skype call, Stassi had a stupid notification up that was like, do you want to share your screen? And like, she would not close it. I'm like, hit that damn X. You've been having an entire conversation with a notification on your window. This is unacceptable. I can't deal.
Well, I'd like to thank the co-author of this book, Siri, because you know that's how anybody affiliated with Bravo is going to write a book.
Yeah.
The whole book is like, where's the nearest Taco Bell? Beep, beep.
I'm sorry, I can't answer that.
Okay, so he's, like, supportive, and they're like, okay, we want your book done in 5 minutes. She's like, okay, sounds great. Oh, no, what do I do?
I know. So, and then we also learned that there's going to be a mom's girls' night later. That's going to be Stassi's mom, Katie's mom, and Kristen's mom. So it's like double the coven, double the fun. So I'm already very excited for this.
Yeah, I at this point in watching the show, I'm like, I'm not going to be horrified at all watching this episode. It's just a pretty humdrum episode. Nothing's going to trigger me now that we're on the word nothing. Trigger.
And then we go over to Lisa Vanderpump. She's with Jiggy and Ken, and she's like, the crispy chicken was really good, wasn't it, Jiggy? Wasn't it? I'm like, the way to sell the food at Sir is not by showing how much dogs enjoy it.
Oh, some might call it dog food. Come by, Sir.
Chef Joe, compliments to the kitchen from my dog.
Ken put his hand up Jiggy's butt. And then Jiggy did this.
So the Daily Mail wants to do a big party at Tom Tom. And so they have to get it all ready. And Pandora, in case you forgot, Pandora took over the cocktail menu, which I feel like has not been adequately dramatized. I feel like there needs to be some scene with Pandora and Tom and Tom. Because the idea of Pandy doing the cocktails actually kind of bothers me on a certain level. I'm like, well, why does Pandora get to do that? That's not her expertise, is it? So basically...
Well, Lisa says it is. So Tom, in the episode they announced it, Tom was like, well, that's not right. Well, it gives her the right. She's never worked behind a bar in her life. So then Pandora went on Twitter and she's like, really? Never had a bar certificate. How about this time? And then someone's like, well, Tom, I do have to say, I love your drink, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, what a shocker. That's mine. And I was like,
really?
Please bring me some Vanderpump yelling at Tom Tom, please.
Pandy's probably like, oh, not a bartender. Perhaps you missed the episode last season where I had to bartend at my mother's own Beverly Hills Lifestyle magazine event.
Does pouring cheap wine into plastic tumblers not count, Mr. Taylor? Mr. Sandoval?
Oh, I guess using the soda machine at the Wendy's no longer counts, huh?
Well, here's the thing. I don't like that she's making the drinks either. I mean, it is called Tom Tom. They're supposed to make the drinks. On the other hand, make your fucking drinks. Why didn't you have your list turned in? It's like, I didn't do my homework, but I'm mad that somebody else got a good grade.
That's true.
Come on.
Well, either way, they are getting to... put three of their own drinks onto the menu for the Daily Mail party. So they're presenting, and it's like a Top Chef moment. So they're presenting all their cocktails to Lisa and Ken, starting with a Clockwork Pink, which is actually my favorite drink over there at Tom Tom, which is really good. And then something called the Cape Canaveral Caprese. I'm not even sure. I don't seem to remember that from the menu, but that is like, those are concepts that I don't imagine pairing in general, and then especially not in a cocktail glass, like a caprese salad and Cape Canaveral.
It's a little ball of mozzarella cheese and a dart game.
What we do is we take a tomato and put a piece of mozzarella on it, and then a tomato, then mozzarella, and make a little rocket, and then we send it off into space. And by space, I mean your stomach.
Yeah, there were some odd ones, and I'm shocked that Lisa likes all the pink ones. She's like, oh, so it's like the pink pumpy teen teen. And they're like, yes, Lisa. It's like, I'll take it. I'll take 10. I need to announce this with a pendulum that swings back and forth, back and forth. Designed by Nicolaine.
Speaking of which, I have to announce something very serious. Tomorrow, there shall be a cloud of smoke
on Santa Monica Boulevard, and the maestro himself, Michelangelo, arrive, and you must stay far, far away.
Tomorrow, the city will be awakened by the slight sound of dink, 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 as Michelangelo takes out his little wand and dink, dink, dinks on a moving truck that is so conveniently hot pink in color.
Tom and Tom, I am giving you these. These are sashes. They're called bird box sashes. You are to put them on when Nicolaine arrives. You shall not look at him, for your eyes could be burned into little pebbles. Do you understand?
You shall be burdened with nightmares of all the things you'll never be. Nicolaine, for one.
Here, these are two tickets to a roller derby, and I want you to attend it tomorrow afternoon, so that way you are far, far away from Maestro Nicolaine while he does his masterpiece.
I love that she won't let them go to their own restaurant.
I know. So rude.
But then she does have a good point, because she does have a good point, because she says, Nicolaine said that he needs peace and quiet, and the last time he saw the Tom Toms, they had just been drinking for 3 days and lost wages. Get it? I learned that one. That one, and then we saw a flashback.
We saw a flashback to that, and that was funny because Lisa really was pissed at them. You could see she's like, "Stop it! Stop it!" So now we go over a place called Rage Ground, which is also the original name of this show. And Stassi, Katie, and Brittany show up, and it's like one of these places where you get like a baseball bat and you get to break things, you know. So they're just like, it's like this, they're just like breaking shit, you know, and being like, oh my god, this is like therapeutic. And Brittany is like, this is for all the boys who have done stupid shit to us. I'm like, yeah, you could like break that Hewlett Packard printer, or you could just like not get engaged to those boys who do stupid shit to you, maybe.
No kidding. And she probably kept her ring on during that whole thing too, idiot. So, Brittany, yeah, Katie's like, Brittany has a ring, but also the most rage to work. I'm like, shut up, Katie. Your boyfriend poured water on, or poured a drink on your head, okay? And like, told you to shut up at your own bachelorette party. Like, please, you got married, like, in the woods to a guy who hadn't taken a shower after swimming in a fucking closed pond for 3 days. Gross,
a Wednesday
Katie.
Wedding. It was a Wednesday wedding, Katie.
T-towel invite.
Tea towels,
biatch.
Wednesday wedding, river scented groom.
No. Yeah, and she's like, the patriarchy. I'm like, shut up, Katie.
Patriarchy, is that a kind of beer cheese? Is that like Wuda?
So then, of course, they have nothing going on for themselves. So Katie's like, well, you know, Brittany has escaped ever being put on the burner on this show. So let's fry Brittany a little bit. Yeah. So she's like, so, Brittany, I feel lighter after that, don't you? And I was like, why are you saying that? Like, you're just opening the door. So she's
Did
like,
you take
I
a
feel
shit
lighter.
In there? What happened?
She's like, I feel lighter. Like, you know you wanted to do this last year with Jax. Is that still on your mind? You still want to break things because of Jax? And she's like, no, I mean, we still do it pretty regularly. You know, thankfully we own a lot of plasticware. She's like, no, I mean, because like Jax is a horrible human being, a monster, a pig, and an enemy of the Me Too movement. And she's like, I don't like everybody saying that, Katie, okay? Jax is different. And he was different before his dad died. So don't say it's just because his dad, or he's played the dad card. But his dad is dead, and how dare you say something like that?
Yeah.
I just really want people to believe in our relationship. You know, I want people to believe that a guy who's like a serial philanderer and someone who cheats on girlfriends all the time, including just 18 months ago, that he can suddenly change overnight and we could have a long-lasting, beautiful love affair that will last the rest of our lives. Why can't people believe in something as simple as that?
Well, I want people to believe my mouth is a deposit box, okay? It doesn't work. You hooker. Mm. But I'm loving Brittany, watching Brittany just fucking lose it, because she's so in the wrong for this and she's so making a mistake, and I cannot wait until 2 years from now where they're playing this over and over again while she's crying in some Motel 6. Yeah.
Well, Brittany's also doing that really annoying thing that happens in relationships where, especially where there's like codependency issues, especially when there's a guy who like treats the girl like shit because probably she has daddy issues, which is that she ultimately... like circles the wagons around her man, you know? And so, and it's annoying because then when he invariably does something shitty to her, he like cheat on her. She's like, I am through. I'm going to be my own woman. And then she goes to her friends and the friends all gather around her and lift her up and support her and talk all the shit about the guy. And then all of a sudden she's back with him. And then it's like, now you look like an asshole because you tried to help her.
Yes. And this is about the age, you know, they're at about that age where you just get sick of that shit and you're like, no, I'm just not going to be your friend if you're going to keep going back to that abusive dick. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, I've had enough. Okay? And you're not sleeping on my fucking couch. Yeah. You never fold the sheets up. You eat everything in my refrigerator. You never offer to pay for anything and you use all my toilet paper. Okay?
Yeah. It's like, Brittany? I sat there for 3 hours listening to you talk about how you're moving on from Jax and how, like, he broke your heart and you're just going to be single, Brittany. And I sat there when I could have been, like, playing Nintendo and I gave you advice and I listened to you cry. And then the next day you go back to him. Like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, and Katie's realized that, too, because she spent all this time crying about Tom number two and she finally married him. And you know that that guy is, like, on a constant... You know that that guy has a big, long wooden stick with a key on the end because he's got a hall pass everywhere he goes. You are not going to get me to believe that Tom Schwartz is suddenly not fucking other people now that he owns a restaurant with hot skanks all over it trying to get into his pants. Okay?
Yeah.
But Katie at least is at that place where she's like, yeah, I've talked about it enough. I have a ring, so I'll just be quiet for a while and shift the focus to Brittany. Okay?
Well, Tom and Katie have also settled into a total, like, 1950s, 1960s, you know, like, relationship, like a Death of a Salesman sort of situation where he just gets drunk and they have, like, unspoken, you know, tension between them. I feel like that is being masked by, like, getting stoned and, like, and declaring how much they love each other, you know.
Yeah, stuff yeah, like that. You know how it goes.
Tennessee Williams Fair, you know, a classic, like, mid-century playwright stuff.
Yeah. So you just really classed up this show. So I start talking about Sheener Beniner, who they're, like, mortified, because she's, like, she's dating Robbie from The Bachelorette, and she's, like, Instagramming everything. And I was like, did anybody else hear Lovebird singing? Because... he's the thirstiest queen. Yes, quick! He is the thirstiest queen on TV ever. And that's saying something. Like, Pat Sajak is still on TV. But he's like thirst, and so is she. And they literally are Instagramming every second of their date.
Yeah, I mean, we then cut over to Sheena with Robbie, and, like, the music is all, like, sweet, lovable heart music, and she's like, I met Robbie at Surge. He's actually, like, friends with Adam, so, like, I met him through Autumn, and, like, I don't know, he just, like, he always makes me feel special, and they cut, as she says, he always makes me feel special, they cut to him literally shoving her down a chute. They're going down this, like, little slide on a skyscraper. Like, I always feel special, especially when he tries to throw me off the side of a building. But there's guys there, so I'm okay.
And they had Trixie Monocle write a song that sounds just like, everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Like, this is so good.
That's so, so appropriate because that part of, there is a part of that song that sounds exactly like Sheena.
that's Sheena going down the chute.
Hey, I'm sliding here.
Okay.
It's just Sheena. I could imagine Sheena being in Midnight Cowboy and, like, it's like Adam, Shay, or Rob is, like, Ratso Rizzo, and, like, on that bus, we're almost in Florida. Hey, are you listening? We're in Florida. Hey, we're in Florida. Are you dead? Did you die on the way to Florida? Are you dead? We're in Florida. So it turns out that Ratso Rizzo died on the way to Florida, so it's like, it's fine. I'll just, like, keep being me.
Mm-hmm. I'll just keep being myself in this Mod Night Cowboy. So they're talking about how she's dating Adam, but he won't fuck her. And Adam's roommates with Robbie, who won't fuck her. And Stassi's like, so she's dating two guys who live together that both won't fuck her? No.
Seems like it's going well. And then and then we go back up to, like, the skyscraper, and, like, Sheena's like... So the thing is, the way this skyscraper, this slide works is that it's just like a one-story slide, but it's glass. It looks like you're over nothing. And so she slid down and landed on the mattress, and then she's, like, sitting there, and she's getting her phone ready because she wants to put on Instagram Robbie coming down the slide, and he just, like, slides down, like, prematurely. She's like, oh, my God, I was going to put this on Instagram, but, like, you went down too quickly. Oh, my God, we ended up on what floor? He goes, 69.
Ew, and he does the bachelorette kiss, how he always kissed on the bachelorette. And I know that all of you can't see this, and I apologize. Just give me a couple of seconds, because it looks like this. Where this he's is like not really wanting TV part. Yeah, he's not wanting to like really engage in it, but he wants to see, he wants to look sexy doing it, but he doesn't actually want to have to like touch Sheena, so he's like kind of like against a mirror or against like a window, like
she's like, I feel like we're already on date number 10. Like, I'm just excited because I guess that means that tomorrow I'm getting engaged.
Next stop, TV challenge!
And then Robbie's like, so why do you think I won't sleep with you? And she's like, ah, because you're not attracted to me.
She's like, hit her for the right rhythms. And he's like, I'll give you a ride home. She's like, I'll be.
The thing is that you're not my typical type. You're like too perfect. Like normally I like a guy who's like fat, dumpy, has no career, enjoys a barca lounge, or tries to be like a singer, quote unquote. His last name is the same as his first name. And like he sort of smells like Fritos.
Do you have a big gold punch card?
How fast can you put up a TV? Can you do it in 7 minutes or less?
Now, all this said, I'm happy for Sheena and her shallow love. You know, if anybody deserves it, I say give it to Sheena. That girl's been in nothing but misery since we've seen her on this show, okay? Give her a little something!
So now, back over in West Hollywood.
It's the Maestro Express!
I love that Lisa gets a hot pink moving truck. That shit is hilarious. That woman knows to stay on brand.
Mm-hmm.
So the truck comes up and she's like, Nick Lane has put everything together in his little factory of chocolate and elves. And he's come all the way from Willy Wonka Tonka truck land to bring
He's put on his fanciest shiny vest and he's ready to get to work. Nick, do you perhaps want some extra hands from Tom and Tom? They could help out with muscle. He's like, no, no.
He's like, no.
No.
No, no thanks.
No.
She's like, I just wanted to let you know on camera that I tried to get them into the scene. Also, I fired a sexual harasser. All right, keep moving, everybody. Keep moving.
So they're starting to unload the truck, and all of a sudden we hear, hey! And
Lisa, wow, what a kawonky donkey! Whoa!
No, stay away,
man. Nicolay, don't look. Close the doors. Close the doors.
Yeah, so they're like, whoa, what a coincidence, Lisa. Whoa, we're just on your back. Oh, yeah. Want to come inside probably a little bit? And she's like, no, you can't do it. And Tom number two goes, but can I get you a tea, mamas? And she's like, and Tom goes, do you know how they even do that? And he's like, sure. And then they go try and watch it. Then they show us watch. I quit everything. Then we get to see him try to make tea, and it's embarrassing.
Tea is really hard to make, okay?
Yeah, it's soups.
Yeah, it soups hard. Yeah, so they're in there having tea, and then they're like, the guys are just like so mad that they can't go in their restaurant. But Lisa, meanwhile, is like, Nick Lane, if you can hear me, do not open the door for anyone unless we hear the secret code, which is. And if it's Panda, you might hear. Okay.
And if it's Ken, you'll just hear his head thumping against the door as he tries to figure out why he's not turning around and vacuuming the rubbish from the street yet. Boom.
Hello, darling. It's me, darling. Is this the right place? Chichi LaRue dildo shop, darling.
Nick. If someone tries to deliver pizza, do not open the door. Pizza's here! See what I'm saying? Don't get it! Pizza, fresh pizza. Don't, Nick. Don't go to the door. No!
It's not delivery, it's the journo! He's like... I love that there. I guess this just hit me again. I mean, we've always known this, but... They really did open a motherfucking restaurant in the Chichi LaRue dildo store. I mean, come on, that's pretty. That's gold.
It's gold. And I like I've said before, I like Tom Tom quite a bit. It's a good bar.
At least we're still serving bowls. Okay, so, so they're basically loading in, and the Toms are upset that they don't get to go in, of course. Yeah. And she's like, I want to surprise them. Like, take the blindfold off and see if they'll commit suicide.
They'll see their deepest fears in this restaurant. So now we go to Estrella, and Kristen is there. Kristen's doing the relaunch of James May, which is her T-shirt line. I've invited a lot of friends and family and media outlets. And by media outlets, I mean actually power outlets. There's one over there. You want to plug something in?
Ow, not there.
That was so rude. Suck a dick, power outlet.
She's like, yeah, it's a launch. Whoa, the relaunch. Because, like, I tried to, like, get James May done years ago, but, like, didn't work.
Sorry. Which,
and then we see clips of her trying. God, that hurts. Then we see her do clips again, or we see clips of her original shirts that were like a paragraph long. It's like, sometimes you don't want to be yourself. That's when you need to look inside the mirror and say, like, hi, mirror. It's me, Kristen. I'm myself, and that's great, okay? Turn it over to the back. Please continue on back.
Previously, on the front side of this shirt.
Eat a dick, Diana.
Standing tall on the wings of the world. Rise and fall.
Oh.
I don't know.
So everybody is coming to support, and Sheena's like, no, Eliza!
Robbie, have you ever been thrown out of a building, but then you didn't fall because you were in a slide, actually?
Have you ever heard of Floor 69? Crazy things happen there.
So we meet Kristen's mom, Faye, who I don't think we've ever met before. And I was like, we may have, but I forgot about her. And I was so excited because she's like the origin story for Kristen's like herky jerkiness. She sort of is like,
yeah.
she's not as herky jerky as Kristen, but you can sort of see like,
yeah,
you can like, see the roots of everything.
She's always got this look on her face. Like she's just tired and over it. She's like,
she's like, I left Detroit for this. So, So Lala and Ariana are talking, and Lala's like, I want to talk to James Skiskia because, like he has no one, and, like, I want to be a human being, Skiskia. So first I got to unblock him, and Ariana's like, cool.
Ariana's like, why am I here?
Why am I supporting this T-shirt line right now, and why does this seat keep electrocuting me? Power outlets. So Lala's like, I was like, hey James, it's Skiskia. Yeah. And he's like, why are you calling me Lala? What you want? What you want? And she's like, I'm like a human being with like a beating heart, so
prove
I thought
it.
I'd reach out to you.
Prove it. I have no evidence of that right now. She's like, I want to see if you have time to chat. And he's like, what are you getting out of this, Lala? Obviously I don't trust you no more, Lala. Right? And he's all, like, hurt. And she's like, you know what? We don't have to be friends, but let's be two human beings who care for other human beings now that I've gotten you fired from your the only thing that ever mattered to you and then fought for you to stay fired. Okay? That would be great.
Let's be, like, just, like, two human beings who both have heartbeats and one lives in the hills and one lives in an apartment with parquet floors, okay?
Yeah. One has enough to make her face look like five different thumbs trying to clap in a rainstorm. And one of us is supporting their mom. How about that?
So, and I like that they keep cutting to Ariana, and Ariana's just going, yes.
Ariana's like, ugh. She's like thinking to herself, what the fuck is a Caprese Cape Canaveral? And how am I supposed to go to bat for that?
What, it's like, what is next? Like the I can't even think of it. Cape Canaveral Caprese is such a parody of itself. I can't even think of another version, something as hilarious as that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, that's a good thing about Sandoval. He just pretty much gives it to you. You know, he's like, here's a tray of shit to throw at me. Okay, see you later.
This is the Pentagon chop salad, and it's actually a cocktail somehow.
The Pentagon dick.
National Security Organization Cobb cocktail.
Okay, so Brittany pulls Jax aside. Little fucking tattletale. You know,
wait,
wait,
before Brittany, I just have to say that when the conversation's over, Lala turns to Ariana. She's like, I am not wearing lashes tomorrow. And Ariana's like, yeah, don't, because you guys are going to talk about some real shit. Like, I'm glad we settled that. Okay, I was like, is Lala gonna wear her lashes? Sounds like it's time for Latisse.
Yeah, I'm not buying this Lala shit. I don't like that Lala can be such a monster and then just get to say, I'm sorry. But I guess that's the whole cast.
Yeah, that's what the show's always.
Yeah, so Brittany goes to Jax because she's a little tattletale. And she's really, I don't know if this girl is trying to start fights with the witches of WeHo, but you better back down, idiot. Okay? That coven, the Taco Bell coven, has given you life on this show. You never would have made it this far had they not embraced you. And they haven't started fights with you either. The most they've done is, like, pat your head and be like, beer cheese. Okay. You better be nice, okay?
Yeah.
You're writing the wrong tales in this one. So she's like, well, we went to a rage room. And he's like, oh, she's like, what's that? She's like, it's a place you get to break whatever you want. He's like, oh, sir. She's like, no, Jax. A different place.
Oh, any hotel room, right? Hotel rooms, right?
No, Jax. He's like, Laura Lee's AA meeting. No, not break up with somebody.
Many women's spirits. No, Jax.
He's like, well, a real rage room? Yeah, bet you girls had a bunch to be mad about. Women and their emotions.
Yeah. And Brittany's telling Jax about what Katie said and everything. And Jax tells us, he goes, listen, our relationship is perfect. I mean, as perfect as it can be for right now. Yeah, I'm like, as perfect as it can be, considering that you cheated on her like a year ago and have like played all sorts of mind games with her. And now you guys are investing in beer cheese. Yeah, sounds as perfect as that can be.
Yeah, sounds great. So Shep, well, Katie was saying she wants to make sure we're still working on our relate. And he's like, Katie? Yeah, she's the one who said something out of everyone. I'm like, yep, you really changed, Jax. Like, you're immediately going to, like, rag on your best friend's wife right now. So he's like, well, that's just crazy because, like, we were better before I even proposed. So.
Yeah. And Brittany is like, I was also saying because, like, Lisa Vanderpump was, like, mad at me. And I just, like, I hate that. And, like I can't say it when people are disappointed in me. You see, I got daddy issues. Like, in case you couldn't tell, I have, like, major, major daddy issues. And I constantly seek people's approvals. You ever have that happen to you? No? Okay.
He's like, well, people don't see what goes on behind closed doors. And, you know, I need to remember that when I talk about James sometimes. And I don't know what he means by that. That's an odd thing for him to say. I'm like, is he forgiving James? Like, what's going on? Is he about to switch sides?
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, you were disrespectful. I wasn't disrespectful. You were. And he's like, yeah, but, like, you were disrespectful because I was. Like, we're a team. We're there for each other. She's like, oh!
I get it. Meanwhile, Ariana is expressing annoyance that the Toms are not allowed to go see their restaurant. She's like, how are the Toms supposed to listen and learn? I thought this was supposed to be all about listening and learning. Like, how are they supposed to listen and learn if they can't be there? Which is basically Ariana's way of being like, can someone else get Tom out of the apartment? Like, he's, like, around way too much.
I'm having to hire a babysitter because you won't let Tom in for the listen and learn day, okay?
Please, let it. He's been listening and learning too much for me. Can he, like, listen and learn with you, Lisa, please?
Yeah, because, you know, Tom's at home in the apartment just rearranging things for fun. Like, here's how I would do the restaurant. Put the couch right over here. It's like, Tom, stop moving the fish tank.
Please stop doing, like, fantasy restaurant. You know?
Oh,
so
God.
The big issue, one of the issues that's happening with this this Daily Mail party is that James has been booked to be the DJ, and so they're like, everyone's upset, and Tom's basically reassuring Katie that, like, James will be out of the way of everyone, and he's like, listen, Bubba, he's gonna be up in the booth. He's gonna be up in the booth. He's not gonna have a microphone. He can't even say oi, which I thought was funny.
He can't even say naughty, naughty.
He can't even say, pump take it.
Yeah. You know, I think it's funny that Katie's going to rage against this, and her name is Music Kills Katie. Isn't that funny? Yeah. Like, her name on Twitter is Music Kills Katie, and it's like a battle with James. I'm rooting for your name, ma'am. So
Dana.
Dana. Yikes.
Dana. Stassi's mom, Dana, makes her appearance in the episode. And heretofore on the History of Vanderpump Rules, Dana has been, like, not the most normal person, but not, like, crazy. I've always thought she seemed like, I'm just like a cool mom, you know? It's like, oh, she's one of those. But this is the episode where Dana revealed her full craziness and, like, Stassi started to make sense.
Yes, it does all make sense. But it's like one of those things where it makes sense, but it doesn't make it okay. You know what I mean? You're like, oh!
Son of Sam's mom was an ice skater who machine gunned down rabbits. Okay, I get it. But, like, it's still not okay, Son of Sam.
So Dana's talking to Bo, and she's like, Bo, I just don't want you to leave Stassi. You're kind of, like, the best thing she's ever had, and I'm including myself in that. So, like, my clock is clicking. My clock is clicking, and I need grandchildren, Bo. Yeah. We do that. I can get grandchildren. Give her. Just knock her up. You don't even have to stay with her. Just knock her up, please.
Yeah, so that started kind of cute, right? And he's like, we're talking about babies, help. And she's like, mom. She's like, yeah, but Stassi, I'm just saying I don't want you to be yourself and mess everything up, you know? Okay? Because I don't want him to go anywhere. He's the perfect man. And she's like, mother.
She's like, listen, he just balances you out. I mean, because I mean, like, honestly, like, Stassi, like, you're down here and he's like way up here. Like, hashtag Kelly Ben Simone. Am I right, everyone? Am I right? Like, Stassi, just imagine that you are like the dust on the construction site at TomTom. And then Bo is like a blimp in the sky that everyone looks at from the ground and is like, what a nice blimp. And the blimp looks down at you and is like, I want to be with that dust board. And you're like, me? So, like, all I'm saying is you're worthless and he's wonderful. That's all.
Bo is like a luxury hotel that everybody wants to stay in and have an enjoyable time. You're like a staff bathroom in a luxury hotel where only the poor people see it, and it's covered in shit. Okay, Stassi. Oh, I'm just saying it because I love you, honey. It's like, listen, bitch, you better get the fuck out of here. You think you're going to talk like that?
Yeah, you are not allowed. That is not right. That is
She's a bitch. I would have kicked her ass right out, okay?
And then she goes, she hasn't even frozen her eggs yet. I mean, she's 30. You don't have to freeze your eggs yet.
Yet. She hasn't frozen her eggs yet. Yeah, this is Bravo. She's you have to like, you're like 55, okay?
Yeah. And then Stassi, then Dana is talking with Stassi, and then Stassi says something about, like, Stassi's like, you know, this what's good is that he's seen all the sides of me or whatever, and, like, Bo has seen the ugliest side of me so far. And she goes, are you sure?
Stassi's like, who the fuck has a parent that talks like that? Like, that's terrible. And the freezing her eggs, look, if we're worried about Stassi being too cold, do we really want to suggest adding frozen eggs into this, okay? So get some microwaved eggs, okay? Get some coal-fired eggs.
Dana was like, I thought this whole ice party was to celebrate your eggs going on the ice. No. So, mother, this is why you are not allowed on Amazing Race Family Edition, okay?
So U-turn! So James is having a large ice vanilla latte. Did you get that on camera, bruh? And Lala pulls up in a fucking Rolls. You know so what? Excessive. Congratulations on fucking your way to a rented middle, ma'am.
It's so excessive and, like, obnoxious. Like, the Range Rover's in the shop, so I had to take the Rolls Royce. Excuse you.
I can't. So he's like, well, Lola, see, you unblocked me. I don't know where to start. I was like, that's a start.
Yeah.
You unblocked me. It sounds like a start. It's an opening.
So Lala's like, okay, James, look at me in the eyes, okay?
He's like, which one? He's like, all right, James. Look, like one eye's looking at the exit sign.
You look like a potato face. So she's like,
all right, crinkle cut. I'll listen to you.
She goes, let's put everything aside, and I just want you to tell me why you attack people and are so hurtful to people on such a hurtful level. I'm like, well, that's not really putting things aside, is it?
Yeah.
Zing.
Let's put everything to the side that I did.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, you
let's not mention me calling Katie, or let's not mention that Katie's called me a whore and I called her a fat blob. Let's just forget none of that ever happened, okay? Because I have a private jet now. So now then, this is why you can never be on James's side, truly. Because he's like, it's the alcohol alert. Listen, I don't know how many of you have addiction issues or friends with addiction issues, but anybody knows it, and I'm sorry if it sounds insensitive, but you'll hear it at any AA meeting ever, and I've been to plenty. You are never going to get fixed unless you say, I have a fucking problem, and I'm an addict, and that's it. Okay? So all this James crying and being like, I'm not drinking for 5 minutes, doesn't cut the cord. It doesn't mean I don't have compassion for it, but don't ever fall for it, because you'll only get hurt in the end.
Right. And also, when he says, the reason why he says these things is because the alcohol, I mean, it's not. That's the alcohol may bring it out, but like, what is? I think what Lala's actually trying to ask is, what is this thing inside of you that comes out with the alcohol? Because it doesn't happen to everyone. So like, he has shit he has to deal with, obviously.
Yeah, and, I mean, we saw her last week. She looks a lot like Kristen, but like, you know, beat up against a wall.
Mm-hmm.
God, this show's really doing mothers a favor, isn't it?
Yeah. So James is, you know, so yeah, and Lala's like, listen, I'm the same way as you are. Like, when I get drunk, I become an awful, awful person. But I'm like, I'm too old to be acting like this, which makes me sad because that's my favorite kind of Lala.
Yeah, and you're also not too old. You're like, you've got like 10 years of youth.
She's like 23.
Yeah.
So James is like, I'm supporting my mom. I'm helping my brothers through school, and I miss our friendship, Lala. I don't know. And he starts to cry. And then I'm like, why am I getting sad right now? This is crazy. Why am I always like having so much compassion for James? I should not be having compassion for James. Like, he has objectively been terrible, and yet I'm always like, but I understand him.
Well, he goes through this thing where he's terrible, but then it's like, okay, now if he's a good little boy, he gets to be with terrible friends again. Like, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
So what if Lala forgives you? Who cares? She's a terrible fucking friend. She's betrayed you a million times.
Yeah.
To get so she's higher like, up in the hierarchy. So fuck so she, her.
Yeah. And she's like, well, I'm gonna support you, Skew Skew. And he's like, cool. You want to jump back into the recording studio? I've got a great new song. I've got a new song called Future that I'm working on. She's like, oh, sick. And it just goes to commercial.
Oh, good. All right.
I'm
going to
record it in Burbank. I love getting into it in Burbank.
Yeah, it's like all the same shit that we've seen before. Like, this has already been painful. Do we have to watch this again?
Yeah.
So next, we get to go see Mom Night. Mom Night.
Yeah.
So Stassi's mom has not started an all-out war with Stassi yet on camera, which is obviously what she's trying to do.
Yes.
So she's telling Kristen as they walk in, and, you know, within earshot of Stassi, she's like, Kristen, you are a hero to women everywhere. I hope my daughter grows up to be just like you. You are you are the best. I wish my daughter could be less of a lazy slag and more like you, HF1. More like you.
You are my idol. You are the strongest woman I know. I look up to you, okay? I mean, my daughter has a book deal. You have a t-shirt line that sold a few t-shirts, okay? I look up to you.
Oh, God. So Stassi's starting to get annoyed. And,
yes.
Of course, Kristen's loving it. She's like, oh,
Kristen's like, someone likes me. Someone likes me. Seriously. Sorry.
She's like, I was so slammed yesterday, like, with, like, trying not to electrocute people with power outlets, that I didn't even get to ask you, what was the deal with Bo and you, Stassi's mom? And she's like, oh my god, I trapped him like a hamster in a habit trail.
It's like, mom, what the F is a habit trail? You know, it's like that thing when you put crumbs out and then a pelican comes and sings his lullaby. Mom.
Every night I pray. Yes, Stassi, I pray. I mean, when you have a burning bush, what else are you going to do but talk to it? So I say, God, please don't let Stassi's baggage go into the new relationship and ruin it. I'm like, you are her baggage, and you are in her relationship and ruining it. Get out of here, old lady baggage.
I know. And so Stassi's getting so annoyed. Old lady baggage. Stassi's getting so annoyed. She's like, Mom, I can't believe you're doing this in front of... I think that one's Kristen's mom and that one's Katie's mom, or maybe it's the other way around. I can't tell them apart. Mom!
And then Kristen, who's still watching Friends, gives a good Friends quote. So Stassi's like, I feel like you don't listen to me, Mother. I'm getting annoyed! And Katie's mom is like, you'll understand when you become mothers. No! No, you won't, okay? You won't understand some old hag coming in here and trying to ruin everything that you're trying to build right now just so she can get some fucking airtime, Katie's mother. It figures you would say that, you fucking enabler. And then Kristen's like, don't talk to her like you talk to us, Stassi. And then Kristen tells us, she's saying her mom is irrational. Pot, meet the kettle, you're black. I was like, okay, Phoebe. You know, enough with the Friends quotes on this show. You guys are sad at this point. Stop.
Also, like, if like it's not like when you say like the pot calling the kettle black, like It's like it doesn't work as well when like the mother is the one who reared, like when the kettle reared the pot, you know. It's like
yeah,
you know, it's like that's the point. That's why Stassi is like that. Okay, so Dana starts to cry. She's like,
and because she's not giving her attention. Like Stassi refuses to have a fight with her, and so. She already has mascara all over her face. She's not crying yet. So that shows you what kind of place she's in. So Stassi's not giving her attention. So she's like, and runs off and pulls to Stassi.
No. She doesn't just run off. She leans over to Stassi and she goes, "Don't be upset. My ovaries are being absorbed by my body. I'm in menopause." Stassi's like, ew.
Is that what that means? Is that what happens? Is that what menopause is? She's like, it absorbs ovaries. Nearby children. My womb ate a bus stop yesterday. I'm just saying it right now.
Listen, if my womb slows down below 55 miles per hour, we're all gonna die. Mom, I think you are not. This is not menopause. Listen, my womb can't handle the truth. That's a few good men, Mom.
That is a few good wombs.
Stassi. Someone abducted my womb, and it's up to me as a romance novel to go down to Columbia and save Mom. That's Romancing the Stone.
So then she's like, Mother, she's like, stop it. And she's like, Stassi, you know I don't cry. And Stassi's like, you cry all the fucking time. What are you talking about? And Kristen's like, Stassi's in a bitchy place. And I can't hug it. I'm over it. I'm at it. I'm like, calm down over there.
Yeah, Kristen Sarah is Sanders. Like... Kristen is like, she has been like pumped full of affirmations by Dana, and now she is on a tear. She is like fully like, she looks like a needle during a, like a seismic needle during an earthquake. It's like, you know, it's like someone like, just like sit still and let this mother, this dysfunctional mother daughter duo, like process their emotions.
So now the mom is mad that Kristen is making this about her. So she's like, can everyone stop being selfish and think about us all being together? And Stassi is like, I'm just trying to feel my feelings. And she goes, well, can you feel them later? And then she gets up and runs off.
I also want to say, somewhere in the middle of that fight, Kristen proclaimed, no one fucking babies me. Which I'm like, now that's a James May t-shirt right there.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, if anybody was left in their crib too long, it's you.
Yeah, so Dana goes running off, crying. So then, of course, Kristen's mom goes off to console her, and Katie's mom just sits there like, and then finally Katie's mom decides to get up. And I was like, it is kind of shocking how these dynamics are totally playing out with the older generations. I mean, like, it all makes like sense. Them.
It is so funny. They're all exactly the same. And the mothers are like back there having to deal with Stassi, and then these girls are pretending that they're not taking it anymore and they're totally different. But they both got what they wanted. Kristen gets to, like, say something snotty where she doesn't get smacked in the face and she gets to feel better than somebody. And then Katie gets to sit there and make this, like a snide little, it's all so low.
So then Dana's like, I just want her to hold me and tell me she loves me. I'm like, that's your job.
Be fucking lovable, you skank. Like, be nicer. Like, you don't know, you're not owed that from people. You're not allowed to be a fucking monster and then be like, they just don't love me enough. There's a reason why, okay? Take some stock of your own behavior, young ma'am, or you are not allowed back at this table.
Okay. She goes, but I love her! I'm like, okay, this is like, this is so, like, beyond crazy, and yet it totally makes sense. Everything makes sense now.
It's fucking infuriating, you know? And part of it is because I'm my mother as well. You know, all my good qualities and my bad qualities come from my mother. Duh, no shock, I've talked about it on this show. And it's frustrating as fuck because you can't even stop it when you see it. It's like, come on!
And Stassi's like, I'm scared that one day that's going to be me. I'm like, one day? You should rewind to season one.
So it was really triggering, as Billy Lee would say, because Dana, I have no feeling but ugh for you. Okay, get the fuck out of here. Kristen and Katie, you've proven what wonderful friends you are again. You're both awful fucking friends.
Stassi, stop yelling at people. And Lala, you don't win a prize for fucking the fattest, richest person there, okay? That's not a personality trait.
I think you brought that one to the table.
I brought that one to the table. Yes, I brought that one. I'll take the blame for that.
I don't think that was discussed on this episode, actually. But you're just like, in general.
Because she was like, I got the rolls. It's like, oh, that's not winning. That's not a talent. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not saying it's not a skill. But it's not like a talent to brag about that. You know, get a job.
Lala's got talent. All right, well...
that felt so good. Thank you. I'm sorry for yelling in your ears.
You seem lighter. It's like you went to Rage Grounds yourself.
I just slammed Katie, Brittany, Kristen, Stassi, and Dana in a Rage Room wall, and I'm feeling totally better now. So thanks, everybody.
Yeah, and Patrick sucks, too.
Patrick still sucks, too. Fuck you, Patrick. Okay.
Patrick's the worst out of all of them.
A late fuck you for Patrick.
Late fuck you, but never really too late, honestly, because it's always welcome.
Yeah, you can always just add a fuck you, Patrick, to make your day better.
Yeah, it's never a bad time to say fuck you, Patrick.
Okay, that brings us to the end of this. Go get your live show tickets. We're going to be in Texas and in Dallas, Texas, February 8th to do a Blue Tech recap. So go get your tickets for that. We're also going to be in Phoenix, Irvine, Boston, DC, so many places.
Whoa.
Portland. Whoa. So go get your shit. We love you guys, and we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Turn your distractions off and discover your new favourite podcast. This is Bose Recommends.
Hi, this is Mark Kermode. I'd like to tell you about my new podcast, Kermode on Film. It has a number of elements, including highlights of a live show I do every month at the BFI South Bank with guests like Mike Lee, Sir Michael Caine and Hugh Grant. There's also a regular head-to-head feature with Jack Howard discussing releases old and new. I'm thrilled that this podcast is part of the Bose Recommends series, and you can listen and subscribe on Acast, iTunes, or your favourite podcast app.
Enjoy your new favourite podcast without distractions. Discover how at Bose.co.uk. Bose. Focus on.